Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note for the love that's it.
Welcome to the Sarcastic News Show. My name is Blonde Rachel Maddow. And I have a chub right now, folks. I do. I have a semi in my pants. Here's the deal. They know that this show tonight, it may be one not our most prepared show necessarily, so they're going to play some music in the background just in case as a buffer sound. I hear it. We are glad to be here tonight. As you guys know, my name is Justin Cross, and I have the SN Crack Squad. We're in the rat cage, guys. We are in the rat cage. I'm sitting next to Jake the Snake Cranny.
So good to be here. I've actually been sitting in the rat cage for about 2 hours now, just getting amped for this show. Man. I really feel like this might be one of our top, I don't know, 16 shows?
16 shows.
I think it's going to be in the ballpark of our top 16.
That's good.
I'm excited.
If you haven't been following us, this is actually our 16th show tonight, so the chances are good that we will be in the top 16.
Going out on a limb.
Not guaranteed, though.
That's, by the way, that's the voice of Ezzy the Rocket Hussein. they call her the Rocket. As you all know, they call her the Rocket because she enjoys Crest toothpaste.
So, what?
It doesn't make sense at all. But it's why they call you the Rocket. And right diagonally across from me, social media. What are we calling you this time? Social.
Ninja. I like Ninja.
You like Ninja? I'm going to go with social media magician. Michael Lorenzo Porter is in the house. He's if you're going to tweet us at Sarcastic News 1 on Facebook, or you're going to go to the Skid Row Studios, at Skid Row Studios on Twitter, Porter will be there. Actually, he won't be logged into Skid Row, but he is answering your questions tonight. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk, and I think we need to. There hasn't been enough coverage on this, and tonight we are really going to hammer home nonstop, in your face, people talking over one another. Reaction to the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial, and I'm looking forward to that. People around the country, as we've talked about, are reacting very strongly to the not guilty verdict rendered in the Zimmerman Martin case, and I think it's not since O.J. Simpson, not since the O.J. Simpson trial has there been this much coverage of Greta Van Susteren in a pantsuit. So,
the world needs more of that.
It's true. It's true. And the racial tension, let's be honest, the racial tension is evident with demonstrations and protests reaching far beyond Florida. Many high-profile public figures have sounded off in the case, from Attorney General Eric Holder to rapper and clock aficionado Flavor Flav. And
the clock-a-sewer.
It's true. It's true. And in a press interview, I don't know if you guys heard this, in a press interview, Stevie Wonder actually announced that he would no longer play in any state that recognized the Stand Your Ground law. Which is at the center of the Zimmerman-Martin case. Wonder said that he had never seen such a miscarriage of justice, and then went on for 4 days about what else he's never seen.
Oh, I saw that one coming.
It's funny because he's blind.
I saw that one coming.
It's funny.
He didn't.
He's not going to go to Florida. He didn't. Now, the Rolling Stone, I don't know if you guys heard about this, the Rolling Stone is catching a lot of heat for putting Boston bombing suspect, I'm going to bomb this, Zarnov on their cover, with his long, messy hair and goatee. Many are comparing him to, on their cover of Rolling Stone, many are comparing him to Bob Dylan, Jim Morrison, and get this, Otto from The Simpsons. It's true. Do we have a little Otto right there?
Great reference.
We do. Ready for it?
Yeah.
My name is Otto. I love to get blacked out. I broke the mic. I was so excited.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. And we'll run out of the studio and never pay for that. No.
My name is Otto. I love
Second time's a charm.
There we go. You nailed it, Ezzy. And in other news, Liz Cheney, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, has launched her Senate bid against Papa Cheney's best BFF, actually, Mike Enzi of Wyoming. She's actually trying to take his Senate seat, basically. And this has reportedly caused a rift between Dick and Liz. And by the way, if you say that three times, Lindsay Lohan appears. It was a bad movie. But with Dick Cheney, actually, it has caused a rift. And Dick Cheney actually was quoted saying, Cheneys don't stab friends in the back in elections. They shoot them in the front while hunting. And actually, do you have a quick clip of
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheney shooting someone in the face?
It took a really long time to find it, so you know.
Liz Cheney shooting somebody here.
That's right. Talk amongst yourselves while...
No. I think you have it already.
Alcohol increases your ability to drive.
Sounds surprisingly like Otto Roboto.
That's interesting.
Oh, man.
Callback.
That's really nailed that one. All right, so we got a great show coming up. We want you guys to call into the Skid Row Studios. Do we have a sarcastic news gut reaction snap survey tonight?
Yeah, I do. So you talked about the Rolling Stone having the cover of bombing suspect Sarnov's picture on the front.
Yeah.
So I want to know, are people reacting to the fact that he was on the cover and glamorized, so to speak, or have they even read the article?
Okay.
So I guess the question specifically is, would you have cared as much if they had just written the article without him being on the cover?
Okay.
Isn't he just the guy that did it rather than still the suspect? Is he still considered the suspect?
That's the weirdest thing. I looked and every single rhetoric I found always seemed to say suspect still.
Oh, okay.
So I felt like I didn't want us to, you know, have a barrage of...
Okay, so if you guys, just so the audience knows, if you're going to call in and weigh in, 800-893-9562, our sarcastic news gut reaction question, if you don't know, again, the question is, who is your favorite Simpsons character? 800-893-9562.
Definitely Ralph.
If you want to weigh in on
Hans
that.
Hans Molman.
That's right. We're at the Skid Row Studios. We're going to be right back, right here on the Sarcastic News Show.
Oh,
And we're back here on the Sarcastic News Show. That song is about Jake Craney and my feelings towards him.
Oh, thank you.
He's my high school lover, guys.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Jake the Snake Craney, he's got a fun game for us. Snake, you ready? You ready to take it away from us?
I am absolutely ready.
Actually, and I'm sorry, before you take it away here, I think we have a caller. Matt Sugar Mills, I think, is on the line. Is that right, Matt?
Sugar.
Hey, gang.
God, that sounded so white.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Alfalfa here from the Little Rascal.
Matt Sugar Mills, you ready to play a little, what is it, news trivia, Snake?
It's called Hot Buttons.
Hot Buttons. You ready to play Hot Buttons?
I got my finger on the button.
Oh.
So let's go.
Excellent. All right.
I don't even know what that means.
Hey, guys. Now, all right. Well, Matt Sugar Mills, Jake the Snake, take it away.
Okay, so Hot Buttons, this is a quiz about some of today's most pressing social issues. This is not a lighthearted, typical Snake game. This will open some of your eyes and see how in tune you are with some things going on right now. So let's do it. Four questions for the SN Crack Squad. And they're all about stats. They're all about which number is higher, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, which number is higher? The number of gun deaths in the U.S. since the Newtown shooting or the number of deaths due to drug overdoses in the U.S. per year?
Ooh. Hmm. I'm going to go drugs.
I mean, is that your answer or are you just going to do drugs?
Both.
Both. All of the above.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Porter thinks that drugs would be a higher number.
Says the number of drug overdose deaths.
You're saying since Newtown, so that's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yes, the gun deaths per year.
All right, Matt Sugar, what do you got?
Since Newtown.
I'm going guns. I think it's a bigger issue. Okay. So I would say guns.
Okay.
I would think it is, but I'm actually going to go drug overdose.
Okay.
Drug overdose for 800, Alex. Mindy in the back. Is it Mindy?
Yeah.
Mindy. What's up? No, what do you think? Is it drugs or guns?
Probably drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's Mindy likes doing drugs, guys. Mindy likes. No. All right.
I was just about to make an inappropriate Corey Monteith joke, but. That was probably too over the line.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Not here on the Sarcastic News Show.
Has a quick answer on this one?
Definitely guns.
All right, yeah. So we're pretty split. All right, so since the Newtown shooting, which was about 6 months ago now in December, a little over 18,000 gun deaths have occurred in the United States.
Wow.
And the deaths for drug overdoses that happen every year are anywhere between 35,000 and 40,000.
Holy smokes.
So we are... Drug overdoses, take that one.
Wow, that's kind of around.
You're right, Mindy.
That's kind of a trick question.
Nice work, Mindy.
It's not a trick question at all.
6 months ago was Newtown, right?
Yeah.
Drugs kill how many people per year?
35,000 to 40,000.
So it's...
Wait, yeah, you doubled the gun death.
You doubled it.
That wasn't the question, though. I said, which number is higher, the number of gun deaths since the Newtown shooting or the number
of drug deaths per year? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little tricky there, Snake. I like that.
That wasn't tricky at all if you were paying attention.
Wow.
All right. You see, Cross?
This is good. I like this.
The next few, the wording's really clear. So.
By the way, winner gets drugs.
The winner gets a giant bag of drugs.
All right. Really want to win.
Mindy's on the phone calling our dealer right now. So.
Question number two. Which number is higher? The number of animals killed for food from the time we start our show to the time it ends. Or the number of people considered obese in Mississippi.
Oh.
By the way, as far as the show goes, if you want to know the time, it's actually 54 minutes because we usually start about 6 minutes late.
All right, let's just call it an hour.
Matt Nasty, start us off.
I'm going to go with obese people. There's a lot of fat people, I would think, in Mississippi. They like that barbecue. So.
Hussein, this one weighs on you.
See, the two of them are kind of connected because you have fat people who eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
So it's supply and demand. I'm going to say it's a dead even with the two.
Ooh,
no pun intended.
Dead even.
I like her balls. I'm going to go with animals killed in the hour.
Okay.
I'm going to go animals killed.
Okay. So.
In the hour. Mindy? Drugs?
Drugs? So it's animals correct. Killed in an hour or fat people
in Mississippi?
In Mississippi.
People obese. Considered obese. Not overweight, but obese in Mississippi.
Morbidly really obese.
No, not morbidly. Just
are these the just animals killed in Mississippi or
No, in the U.S.
Oh, I'd say more animals.
Yeah. Okay, so we're kind of split again. Roughly 520,000 animals are killed for food in the U.S. in 1 hour. Over 1.5 million people in Mississippi are considered obese, which, by the way, is over half of the population of Mississippi.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's I don't remember shocking. Who said fat people, but somebody got that right.
Ross and I said animals, I thought.
I said
animals. I'm going to bring you down with me.
I said fat people.
Ah, Sugar Mills. Good work, buddy.
Sugar Mills. All right. So Sugar Mills, I don't know who's winning right now. it's about winning in this game. Who's getting the drugs?
No, I know.
Sugar, are you winning? I think you're winning.
No, I got the last one wrong.
All right. So a lot of people are tied. I'll just make the last one worth like 85 points.
Okay.
All right. So we've got two more to go. Question number three, which is higher, the number of U.S. children who will go to bed hungry tonight or the number of U.S. troops currently on active global duty?
Wow. This is a real uplifting segment.
I'm depressed right now.
Mindy, start us off.
Bring in the issues tonight.
I think there's more hungry children.
Okay.
Aw.
Oh, man.
She threw in the awe. I'm going to go deploy troops.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Give me the hungry kids.
All right.
Yeah.
Ezzy?
I'll take hungry kids as well.
Hungry kids for 800 and Sugar Mills.
Deploy troops, just to keep it interesting.
All right, yeah, I like that we're split on a lot of these. Number of children in the U.S. who will go to bed hungry tonight, roughly 16 million. Number of U.S. troops on active global duty, 1.4 million.
Wow.
Hungry Kids gets it.
Oh, clearly not.
And we'll be back on the funeral of the sarcastic news
show. I like
how
we're just stating these facts. We're not going to do a damn thing about any of this.
No.
Well, we're bringing it to light. We are bringing it to light. All right.
Oh, wow.
Question number four, final question.
Oh, this is the final one. Okay.
Since the first three questions depressed the hell out of us, here is one last hot button question that will end the segment on a little bit of a lighter note.
Rock bands in the 90s.
I looked up the 25 U.S. states with the lowest population. So you've got states at the top like California, Texas, Florida. These are the bottoms. These are your Wyomings, Vermonts, et cetera, which have low population. Yeah. So which number is higher? The population of these 25 U.S. states combined or the number of Justin Bieber's Twitter followers?
Bieber. I believe it's believers.
Bieber.
I'm going to go states. Sugar Mills.
Yeah. If you take out Bill Clinton and the people who support him, then I think I would go with the states.
Okay. And Mindy?
There's probably more Bieber followers.
There you go.
More believers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great answer.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's close.
Don't stop believing.
The population of those 25 states combined is just over 47 million. Okay. And Justin Bieber currently has just under 42 million Twitter followers.
Wow.
So yes. Justin Cross and Matt Sugar, Nasty Mills.
Yeah.
You can tie with our nice hot button quiz.
Awesome.
You each get a giant bag of drugs to split.
We're going to get down to the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike. Vegas!
That's what Sugar Mills and I are going to do. Wow, it was like our most divided, like I think, mm-hmm. Like kind of controversial set. And I shouldn't say controversial, but evenly matched, I'd say.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it was probably, without a doubt, hands down, our most depressing segment of ever.
Yes.
So thanks for being the ringmaster of that, Jake the Snake. Guys,
glad to bring everybody down.
I had fun. I don't know about you guys. I had fun.
Well, you're probably playing with yourself on the other line. We can't see right now. So, guys, if you want to call, we got Ring of Fire coming up next, and it is going to be, I mean, as you can imagine, if it's anything like, what was that game
Hot
called?
Buttons.
Hot Buttons. you may want to cry. Give us a call, 800-893-9562. Matt Sugar Mills, you're going to hang around for Ring of Fire?
Yeah, I would love to.
Awesome. Okay.
He's got no other option.
I guess I may be blonde Rachel Maddow, but Matt Nasty is the one with the shove right now. So we will be right back on the Sarcastic News Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey,
so... back on the Sarcastic News Show.
We just hop right back in.
I'm back, baby. My name is Justin Cross. Tweet us right now on the Sarcastic News Show at Twitter or at Sarcastic News 1 on Twitter. And also check out SkidRowStudios.com. We've got some great, some fantastic shows that, that you know, go on this network, go on this internet network here. And I've got on the other line, I've got Matt Sugar Mills. He's ready to join us for Ring of Fire. You ready, Sugar?
Hit it up. Let's do it.
All right. do we have the Ring of Fire sound? See, Sugar, we need you here because we don't have the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Do we? Okay. Well, as we're
I don't have it queued up. Sorry.
Okay. Well, before we get to that, Snake Cranny, you got some fake sponsors with us?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, here we have.
Almost forgot to mention tonight's show is brought to you by the state of Florida. Plan your visit today. Hurricanes, poorly worded laws, fucked up people, and weekly Pitbull concerts. Florida.
There we go. All right. And do we have Ring of Fire ready to go?
Thanks, Florida.
All right. And we go. The Ring of Fire, yeah. Baby.
You can't. You're going to hear it in 4, 3, 2.
Does it have? Oh, wow.
Here we go.
All right.
You hear it?
No, we can't.
Oh, hey.
It's worth the wait. My wild
desire. Beautiful song.
All right.
That's great. All right. Guys, I want to ask you, we got the Trayvon Martin trial, the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial this week. And there's been, obviously, it's been talked about everywhere. Everywhere. I want to know from you guys, what's the most interesting aspect of this trial? Is it the overcoverage? Is it the racial aspect? The law in Florida, like this, what is it? The stand by yourself law? What is the most interesting aspect, in your opinion, Matt Sugar Mills, lead us off.
What's the most controversial aspect of the case?
No, I mean, what is the one that it has the most impact to you overall?
I think it's the impact of these laws, these standard grounds, or afraid of your shadow laws, or whatever you want to call them.
Stand by your man, laws.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think, you know, that's the biggest thing, because basically what this case kind of did was, and the verdict was, in a way, it made murder justifiable. I mean, you know, you can come up pretty much with any story if you only have two people are involved, as it was the case with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, and only one person that was involved can be there to defend himself. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. So for me, I think it's the actual law itself, the stand your ground laws, that was the biggest issue and should be the most discussed coming out of that trial.
Snake Cranny, what do you think? Is it the overcoverage, the racial aspect and all that? Or what do you think?
I think it has to be the racial aspect. I think laws as I guess stupid, I don't know if stupid's the right word, but as dumb as that law is, we try to get laws changed, and there's uproars all the time, and it just goes into this system that never gets anything changed. And so I really don't think that's going to have a huge impact. I think it's more of the race relations, and it's really caused a divide that maybe wasn't there as strongly, and there's been some real heated back and forth, you know, race relations wise, and it's just not a good thing, and it's going to have a big impact.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Porter, what do you think about this? I mean, is it really, because I don't feel like it's as big of a racial issue maybe as the O.J. Simpson trial was in a certain way, because I just don't think the country's as divided as it may have been 20 years ago.
Right. I agree with you, I think, to some extent on that, Justin, because I think the racial aspect was really brought on a lot by the media. I think that was painted by them to be a case of a white guy, as they call him, but Zimmerman is, yeah. I think he's Hispanic, right?
Yeah, his mom's Peruvian and his dad's
right.
White.
So, I mean, that angle I don't really care about. The thing that, you know, that stands out the most is, you know, I think Snake said the law, the stand your ground law is really kind of ridiculous. Or no, Mill said that, I'm sorry, where you can kind of, if you feel threatened. And, you know, he kind of profiled this kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there had been robberies in the past, and, you know, I understand that, you know, maybe you want to, you know, see what's going on. But after, I think, he was not instructed by the the dispatcher, right?
Yeah.
They kind of said, we don't need you to follow him. Well, that's not really a direct order, per se, but he didn't have to.
Even if the media did, it doesn't really matter how it's brought on. Even if the media did create the race buzz, it's here. It's an actual thing now. It's going to have a big impact.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Ezzy. Do you feel like the media has just completely overcovered this, or is that what we, you know, something like this should be covered a lot because it brings out absurd laws like the Stand Your Ground law, or at least in my opinion, I feel like it's you know, absurd law, but what do you think?
I definitely think it's an absurd law, but I don't think that is, to me, the most impactful, like, aspect of this trial. I think the fact that such high-profile people have come out and said things like, we actually continue to have this kind of dialogue with our children.
Yeah.
That, to me, is, like, kind of shocking that we haven't gone as far as we thought we had in the years since O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like because of the dialogue brought on, whether it's by the media coverage or just by virtue of the fact that this kind of thing had been going on in certain households anyway, but maybe the rest of us had the privilege of not having to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that makes me think, too. And Matt Sugar Mills, let me ask you this. What do you think about Greta Van Susteren's pantsuit? I mean, like, in 20 years, it hasn't changed that much, so... I just want to get you to weigh in on that.
I know, yeah, the stand by your pantsuits law. I think we really see it, those of us living in L.A., you know, I can hear helicopters circling my neighborhood like I've never heard before right now.
Serves and you right for living in Compton, though.
I know. Well, that's how I get to work. Actually, it's they're about to pick me up and take me to a Dodger game. But you see it here. I kind of still don't understand whether the crime that's going on here really is, and the protests that are becoming violent in some respects, if those are really in reaction to the Trayvon Martin, or if they're just, it's now an excuse to exhibit racial tensions, mm-hmm. or, you know, I don't know. But I think because of the overcoverage and because of the racial aspect, it's having these effects. And now, as you were saying, Justin, it's 20 years later after the OJ trial and after Rodney King and after all of these really racially charged events, that it kind of makes you wonder if really anything has changed.
I think Mills said something kind of interesting. He said that, you know, is this just an excuse to kind of, loot and do this kind of stuff? And I kind of agree, because it's never really about the one thing that's being overcovered. You know, it wasn't really about Rodney King. It wasn't really about OJ. I don't think anything really happened with that. But it's just a lot of things that kind of build up. And then there's just one event that is kind of an excuse, you know, to say, well, hey, fuck, you know, this kind of is just blowing over now.
Yeah.
So. Do you think it's necessarily an excuse or just the final straw? That's the thing, though. It might just be that this kind of thing where you see a 15, 16-year-old kid who was in his own neighborhood and confronted, I kind of don't like that word necessarily, just the fact that it could be an excuse so much as the final straw, and maybe not necessarily the right reaction, but it might be that it is a reaction to the trial itself.
I mean,
and not an extrapolation or...
Right.
Right.
Well, and I think that's when you can come in and blame the over media coverage. You know, if there wasn't, as you could argue, that if there wasn't as much media hype and coverage and division, that who knows how people would have reacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta come back from break in just a second here. We're gonna talk. We're gonna clean up the show a little bit. You know, we've been a little serious, so we're gonna get a little crazy. We're gonna talk about Liz Cheney because I feel like there's a lot of good comedy there. And then also, we are gonna talk about the Rolling Stone cover and find out maybe what you guys think about that. If that's something that offends you, or if it's rightfully so. Something that is makes sense. Stay with us. If you want to give us a call, 800-893-9562. This is the Sarcastic News Show at SkidRowStudios.com. We'll be right back. we're back on the Sarcastic News Show. My name is Justin Cross. I'm here with the SN Crack Squad. We're hanging out in the rat cage, guys. It is insane in here. There are rats going everywhere. It's
electric in here.
It's electric and not very sterile. now, I actually, before we get going here, we keep going with our Ring of Fire. Snake Cranny, do you have a fake sponsor?
Yeah, big one, actually. Big one. So this next segment is brought to you by Hillary Clinton. That's right. Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
I'm next, bitches.
All right. I didn't know
she
listened to the show.
That's what
I didn't know she listened to the show.
She does. Big fan. Big fan.
Big fan of the show. Yeah. Guys, we're excited. Angel City Brewing Company is actually going to be sponsoring the show. Very excited to have them. Good local brewery here in LA. I've been down there actually when they first opened. They're going to be helping us out here, providing some beer. We'll be raffling off beer. We're also going to be holding an event here in August, a Sarcastic News Show event with some music, with some comedy, and lots of Angel City beer. So stay tuned. We are going to, hopefully we'll get Angel City in here for an interview. And talk
question.
A yeah, go ahead.
Can I rig the raffle so that I win?
if you work for the show, and you guys know, I mean, I pay you guys all very well, okay? I think it's something you could try to do, but I would be offended.
Fair enough. This
comes out of my own pocket, guys. You know, I don't pay you guys $0 to be here, okay?
Negative 20.
Can I trade in my prize of drugs for beer?
You're gonna have to talk to our sound tech in the back.
Justin Cross already used all of your drugs anyway, so.
Damn it.
Yeah. I love heroin. So does that actor from Glee. But anyway, it's a different...
Oh.
Wow.
That is incredibly sad.
He really did love it, though.
Porter, what do we got? Before we get back to a little Liz Cheney, what do we have in sports coming up this week? I know we got golf coming up. We got the British Open.
Well, I mean...
WNBA midseason, baby.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing now. But big news, Lakers looking at Carmelo and LeBron for 2014.
Really?
Yeah.
As he told me that earlier, and I didn't believe her.
You said shut up and backhanded me.
Just because they're looking at them, though, does
I
not mean
your eye was
them.
A little swollen.
He said, ladies don't do sports.
A flying pig has also become their mascot.
What do you think, Mills? Are they going to get LeBron or
get one of them?
I don't know. I'm not a Laker fan. I'm just, it's, we'll see.
Matt Sherman's the old man of our group.
I have nothing insightful to comment. It's such non-news.
Matt Mills, give us a decisive answer.
Well, you never know. Here's the thing. Sugar Mills is always there to be like, you know what? Show us to lose tonight. Sugar Mills likes to keep it on track. Keep it in the lines. He likes to see. He's not going to fuck around with fluff, okay, Porter? All right. You're trying to throw us Carmelo. Sugar Mills doesn't do that shit. Now to some real news, though. Liz Cheney, folks. Liz Cheney, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney and evil demagogue, has launched her Senate bid against Papa Cheney's best friend forever, Mike Enzi. Mike Enzi of Wyoming, that's right. And what I want to know, and Sugar Mills, start us off here. What do you think? What do you make of that with Liz Cheney coming in? I guess apparently she was waiting for him to decide to leave office. He decided to stay in office. She still ran against him anyway. Sounds kind of like a dick move. No pun intended.
Yeah. You know what? From a perspective of just someone who likes watching political theater, I think it's going to be interesting to watch because it's a very Republican state. It's a Republican against Republican. It's someone who wants to be more conservative. And, you know, you always hear about the Republicans are always afraid of being quote unquote primary. And this is one example of it. And I think it's going to be, you know, the nut jobs versus the people who are being chased out of Washington who might be, the more sensible members of the party. So I think it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, and the thing is, it should be fun to watch if you're a political junkie, but I think overall it doesn't really matter that much because they have the same platforms.
Exactly.
I mean, right? I mean, they don't, I mean, but nothing's going to change. It's
It also doesn't really matter much because it's the state of Wyoming.
Right.
That's like there's 37 people there. What are you really going to affect anything?
We just lost two viewers right now. Yeah.
But the only thing I'd argue, though, is that they have two members of the Senate as same as California does. So it's two people who aren't representing a lot of a big population, but they have the same say as somebody who represents millions of people for their state.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
so
I...
In that case, I would say it's important. My name is
Otto. Sorry, that's actually...
That's our big fan Otto from Laramie.
He's calling from Laramie, Wyoming. You know. Wait, what do you guys... Okay, so on the Rolling Stone issue, right, they put the Boston suspect bomber, you know, guy who did it, right?
Yeah.
They put him on the cover. He looks a lot like... Well, I mean, we can't figure out what he is. I mean, we basically declared that he's the guy.
Okay? He did it.
Yeah.
The suspect. He did it, right, guys?
He did it, yeah.
So he's on... it's actually this guy. I don't know if you know this, but it's actually... it's this guy right here. Wait, is that...
Not so easy, eh, Justin?
No, well, yeah. I'm just to double-click on it. And...
My name is...
That guy. They put him on the cover of Rolling Stone, and it's caused like people in Boston, including CVS pharmacies, not necessarily in Boston, but CVS, Walgreens, not going to sell the issue because obviously they find it offensive that they would put him on the cover of Boston and not say those who were the victims of the bombings. I want to get your opinion, Porter. I want to get your opinion on this. Do you feel like that's justified in them, in Rolling Stone doing that? Or should they not have done that? Is that
wrong?
I want
to just say, I have not read the article. Because I know Ezzy will jump all over me for not having read it yet.
But no, but I mean...
I have not. But the cover itself is it's offensive. It's, they're... I feel... And I didn't see the Manson issue. I wasn't alive. I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. But it feels like they're glamorizing this guy. And I feel like it's going in hand with a lot of... I don't know if you guys are aware, but when his picture was kind of put up, there were a lot of Twitter girls on Twitter that were like, oh, he's dreamy, and I think Rolling Stone is kind of playing into that a little bit. I don't like the fact that he's on there. I think it's really disrespectful to people who died in that.
But is this guy weirder or not? Is he weirder than Jim Morrison, I think, is the real question.
Probably not. Jim Morrison was
he was a crazy dude.
Yeah. Jake the Snake, is it offensive or is it something that, maybe they're... Because Rolling Stone's... What is it? Rolling Stone is basically saying, well, we did this because there's a lot of layers to the issue. And by putting them on the cover, they want to understand why this guy went from like a regular high school kid, who did fairly well in school to obviously doing something, atrocious like that.
I have zero problem with them writing this article. I have zero problem with them putting him on the cover. What I do think they did wrong was put that picture on the cover. It really does look like Gautier or somebody, like right. Glamour shot on the cover. Like right. If you're going to put him on the cover, put his mugshot. Like put his actual mugshot on the cover. Otherwise, don't put him on the cover. But Rolling Stone is a magazine. Their job is to sell magazines. That's an incredibly interesting story that they have every right to write. And I don't see any problem with them writing it, but it's just that picture.
And Sugar Mills, I want you to weigh in on this.
Yeah. I 100% agree with Snake. I thought...
Oh, thank you.
I read the article today, and actually everybody should read the article. I think it shows a really fascinating story of this kid who could be anybody that we know or anybody that anyone is friends with, and he just got really lost and had a lot of mental problems and emotional problems and just needed some help. And the thing is, I think I have a problem with the boycott because if that picture is going to encourage people to pick up that magazine and read that article and think about people maybe that they know who might be on that path, then they're doing a good public service. But I agree with you, Snake. It should have been a different picture.
Ezzy, I want to get your opinion. I mean, they've done this. They put the guys who did Columbine.
Right.
That's... They put, as we talked about earlier, the Charles Manson was on the cover. I mean, this isn't something completely new.
Right, absolutely.
But what's different about this one compared to other? Why is this causing the kind of controversy?
So I think that the biggest difference is the common denominator in previous covers that might have been controversial were they were domestic terrorists. And I think that it's just... much more controversial to do anything in this period of time when it comes to anything that's associated with being Muslim or motivated by what happens to be the realm of where we are now. We're in a very heightened state of alert. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a big difference, number one. And maybe secondary to that is If they hadn't put that kind of picture, would we be talking about it?
Right.
If it had been the same kind of picture as you see on a newspaper cover, or the same kind of picture that was initially brought out of him, then nobody would have, not nobody, the sugars in the world would have still read it, but the average person might not
sugar
have.
Sugar cubes of the world.
You know, sorry,
that picture was on. The picture was on the cover of the New York Times, by the way.
Okay, so why was that not such? I didn't even know about that.
Exactly.
Why was that not such a big deal?
That exact picture was on the very front cover of the New York Times, and there was a couple of other news outlets. And I think because the whole outrage is because of what Rolling Stone as a magazine represents. And
what does it represent?
Rolling Stone?
Like 90% of their covers are rock stars. So it's basically
Glamour.
Like
That's our context of it, though.
They've never proclaimed that they were only exclusive to covering, unless I'm wrong, did they ever state or stipulate that they're only icons in the music world?
No.
If not, then who the hell are we to stipulate that?
Well, and a lot of their reporting is very insightful political reporting. That's part of the magazine. But when you, a lot of people don't read that magazine. You know, it's for targeting to a very specific demographic and age group. But most of the people who do see that cover see Johnny Depp, who was on the last issue, or see Snoop Dogg, or see, you know, I mean, on that cover, not only do they have him, but then they have, you know, Robin Thicke, Pretty Fly for a White Guy. But written on the cover.
They actually,
true statement.
They mentioned that in the they mentioned that in their response. It was basically them saying that because of their demographic, they wanted a 19-year-old bombing suspect story to reach that exact demographic. People in that same age group.
Yeah, and the story should not just be for that age group. As I said, everybody should read that. Moms should read it. Teachers should read it.
Lovers.
Everybody. Yeah, I mean, it should, that's
sugars
the thing.
Sugars and nasties alike.
Yeah.
Well, here's I want to. I have a thought here. I have a thought, and the thought is, as you were saying earlier, I do look a lot like Anne Heche. But also,
again, true statement.
You see local news outlets every single day, starting with what leads and what bleeds, right? Like they literally start the segments for the first 5, 10, 15 minutes of the show. Thousands of news stations every single night start with a story about murder. And because they're on a much smaller scale, we kind of gloss over it, but it happens every single night. And that, to me, translates more and more. That's more corrosive to, like, what actually happens in our world. And like you brought up the amount of gun deaths that happen per year. I mean, it's one of those things that we do that all the time. So news outlets and media making money or getting eyeballs because of a picture or because of something that's gross. Movies do this all the time. Video games do this all the time. So the idea that, like, this is suddenly offensive. I mean, Matt, you're from Boston, so I mean, maybe it's a little, you know, maybe I don't know my place because I'm in California and grew up in Florida, but I honestly, you know, it is a little bit, and Rolling Stone knew it was going to cause controversy.
Yeah.
That's why they did it. So, I mean,
I'm not offended by the picture or any of it, for the record. But I can understand where people, their immediate reaction would be one of offense. And it is really all because of context. You're right. You know, people know when they turn on the news, that's what they're going to get. They're going to get it when, you know, which is why probably a lot of people don't even watch the news anymore. Then you put on Comedy Central or MTV or anything like that, you're not going to expect to see that. So it's really all in context.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I do just want to bring up a quick note here. We did get a Twitter message from @Megan6781. Porter just sent me this, @Megan6781. And it actually says, you know, basically weighing in on, you know, she says that basically on the cover, she's okay with the cover. And she said, also, Justin, you do look a lot like Ellen DeGeneres. So that actually, from Megan6781, she's a big fan. Rox Talkie also weighed in and says that apparently tonight, Snake, you look a lot like John Stamos.
I'll take that, yeah.
Uncle Jesse, not bad.
I haven't washed my hair in weeks, so my hair is just as greasy.
and this is something that came in too. It's @Josh47 apparently says on Twitter that Liz Cheney, he actually just asks a question. He goes, is Liz Cheney the gay one? And the answer's what? The answer's no. She's got kids.
Right. She's known around the family as not the gay one.
That doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No. Oh man.
we don't know is the answer.
We don't know. We really don't.
Question mark.
We have no idea. Well, Matt Sugarmills, thank you so much for joining us tonight. As you know, calling in. That's dedication. Are you going to be in studio next week?
I hope to be.
Oh, good. Okay, that's confidence.
Well, Sugar's typical answer. You never know.
It might happen.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Guys, we are 8 to 9 on Wednesdays now here in the Skid Row Studios. So that's a change. We were Thursdays, 7:30 to 8:30 tonight. We are 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we are going forward throughout the summer at least Wednesday nights here on Skid Row Studios. Matt Sugarmills, thanks for joining us. We're actually going to be right back. We got a short clip coming up for you. So stay tuned with us the last 5 minutes here on the Sarcastic News Show. Have a good. We'll be right back. Sarcastic News Show. Mindy, who was that? Was that
8-Bit?
Nothing we thought.
8-Bit, what is it? Is that a person?
It's a local band.
Oh, okay.
Is that like 8 Mile? No, Eminem.
I was really digging that. I was getting down to
that.
What was that song called?
Jerry Juice.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. That's what my gym teacher used to call what would go on my face. Nothing?
No. Just sadness.
Oh.
Just.
It's true, Mindy. It's true.
I'll believe you.
No, we can hear you, boys. Mindy, this is by far. I have to say, out of our 16 shows, Snake,
it's top 16.
This is not in our top 16, even though it may be our 16th
show. How dare you?
We're gonna count one of our better shows twice, actually. No, it's been fun. It was, you know, it's our first Wednesday show, so
gotta get used to the hump day.
Right. It's like when a girl has her period, but it's not at the right time, you know? It comes late. They're a little weird.
It's exactly like that. Right, Mindy? They totally get us.
Yeah. Something like that.
Thanks, Mindy. Mindy, you're going to be our regular board op, is that right, for Wednesday?
I am here every Wednesday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to be having you. And before we leave, I want to say thanks to the SN Crack Squad, Matt Sugarmills, all of our Twitter people, you know, at Megan6781, at RocksTalkie, at Josh47. Guys, thanks for calling in and supporting Sarcastic News. And Jake the Snake, you have a fake sponsor, is that right?
I do, actually. Little Mexican restaurant I ate at this afternoon. So our tonight's show has been brought to you by Pollo Campara Chicken Restaurants in downtown Los Angeles. Remember, kids, Charles the chicken says, cluck, 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 diarrhea.
You could have stopped at die and I would have believed that. Now, lastly, before we leave, did I just fuck that one up? I did. I just totally like ran that one into the ground. That's okay.
Awkward.
Come on, Hussein. Not having my best show, all right. I'm losing it right now. I'm okay.
You're so cute.
We can edit this all out. That's fine.
You are so freaking adorable right now.
Before we leave, we just have just a minute to go here. Charles Ramsey, if you guys remember, he's the local hero who famously rescued the trapped Cleveland girls. Some news outlets are reporting that he is homeless now. He received donations, both public and private, after he found these girls. And now some are reporting that he's homeless. Some are saying he's apparently refuting it. It's tough to say. I know Huffington Post originally said he was homeless. Ezzy, what I want to know is a guy like this, like, how could he actually go? I mean, you've got the clip. This is, if you don't remember, this is Charles Ramsey right here.
Has been a dissenting voice raised over the past 24 hours. Angel Cadero, who also...
that was Charles Ramsey saying, you can keep your money.
You doing it backwards was better. All right. That was our show. That was our show.
I'm not sugar. I'll never be sugar.
No, that was our final punchline that we wanted in on. Guys, thank you for joining us. As I said earlier, my name is Ryan Seacrest. I got... Michael Lorenzo Porter sitting across from me, Jake the Snake Craney, Ezzy the Rocket Hussein, Jake the Snake.
Everybody, be sure during the week, go to sarcastic-news.com for all the latest satirical articles that we are pumping out.
Nice work, Snake. That's right. Sarcastic-news.com, facebook.com/sarcasticnews1, and at Twitter, at sarcasticnews1 on Twitter.
Yeah, the
you
one.
Can find us, yeah, at sarcasticnews1. Porter is on it every day. Thanks for joining us, guys. We will be back next Wednesday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock right here on the Skid Row Studios.
See, I've been here for 28 years. Patterns red beneath these wheels. Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.